Fourth parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Beis. We're continuing the halachas of Hatmana. As we learned before, you're allowed to ramp up something up before Shabbos to retain its heat, the heat of the food. As long as you did it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap it up on Shabbos. Even before Shabbos, you only wrap it up in something that retains heat, not something that adds heat to it. Together with that, we're going to discuss now halachas of Muktzah, because you could potentially wrap up your thing in something which is Muktzah. And that brings looks into the picture. Tayyim v'shalachim u'metapim l'oisom. One can wrap a pot up with fresh hides that are still moist, and they're also not muktzah. Why? Because it's talking about a hide of a larger animal that you could use it as something to sit on, even the way it is. You have tufts of wool that were not processed, that even though you use them for atmana, still you cannot be metaphim. That is a double chiddush. Number one is that this wool is muktzah, and the idea that it's muktzah is because people don't use it the way it is. They can eventually weave it into garments. So since it's a raw product, it doesn't have a use, that's muktzah. The bigger chiddush is that I already was matmin in this. I have something in this before Shabbos, so there's room to say the fact that it's matmented, I decided now to designate it as a kli which I'm using for atmona. The chiddush is no, that even so, I cannot move it on Shabbos. It remains muksa because l'maisa, my primary intent is to use this for weaving and not for atmona purposes. So it remains something that's muksa. Keteruah, he says, the problem is what happens if he did do atmona this muksa? So you're now going to move muksa on Shabbos. He takes off the cover and they fall, the muksa falls. You know, the cover has a little part that's exposed. He picks up that part and the muksa moves. Now, there's an interesting chiddush over here. There's room for discussion. There's a concept called Pasas Ledavara Asa, which means that if I put a plate underneath a candle, not only is the candle muksa, but the plate is also muksa because it's supporting the muksa. Over here we have a situation which you put the muksa on top of the cover of the pot. And even so, we say that the pot cover does not become muksa. Because if it becomes muksa, how can I pick up the pot cover and cause the muksa tufts of wool to fall off? The pot cover itself became muksa. So there's various explanations. One explanation which I will say, which the Mishnah Berurah brings aloha, is an interesting explanation. He says the idea of bosses is not so much where the position is. It's what is serving what. In the case of the plate is serving the muksa, the plate becomes tufts of the muksa, subordinate to the muksa, and the plate also becomes muksa. Over here, it's not that the cover is serving the wool. The wool is serving the cover. It's insulating the cover, and therefore, the cover doesn't become buses. So this is a general rule by buses, that in order for something to be buses, the buses is serving the muksa. Rebbe Lezman Azar Yoima, he says, no, you shouldn't even do that. He says, kupa matel tzida, you take the whole box, which has, inside this box, they have the pot, and then around the pot, insulated with this muksa. The Shem Itel is concerned that if you can take the pot out of the box, the concern that once you take it out, the tzemer is going to cave in a little bit, and then when you want to put it back, you're not going to be able to put it back. You're going to have to move around the muktzah. They say you could take it and you could put it back, and even if the geese are moving around a little bit, you could still put it back because. If you move it around just a little bit, that's called tiltul menatzad. It's an indirect tiltul. If the whole thing caved in completely, then you have to do a major moving of the muksa. The chacham weren't concerned you're going to do that major moving of the muksa. Like he told me by gemle chesed mechateshach, if you do not fully wrap it up. This pot in the muksa, or not even in the muksa, in any type of insulation before Shabbos, you're not allowed to cover it up on Shabbos because you're basically finishing off that mud on Shabbos, and that's also to do even if it's just preserving the heat. But kisavin is gala, if you covered it up initially and then it opened up after Shabbos. So now when Shabbos came in, it was already in a state of atmana, then mutar lachatzos, you're allowed to cover it up again, because this is the rule that you now make a new hatman on Shabbos to just cover up something that was previously mutter, mutman, and opened up, is permitted. By the way, this is also when you're wrapping up something. There's a discussion, if you take something out of a pot and you want to put it into a thermos on Shabbos, is that considered hatman? Because the thermos is made to preserve the heat. The Ma'aser of Moshe Feinstein says that that is permitted, that is not considered an act of hatman. So it's putting into a kli that happens to be a type of kli that preserves the heat. And Malis, Akitin, the noise on top of the cow, goes to the Gesser. Another thing you're allowed to do is that you're allowed to fill up a jar or whatever you want to call it of with a liquid, with water, and put it under your pillow. So this is talking about that if you're just doing it to warm it up a little bit by putting it under your head, that is not the chatmon. Chatmon is when you have hot food and you want to preserve the heat. So yeah, the water isn't hot. You just want to warm it up a little bit under your head. That is permitted.